she's still known to many from the television series That Girl, married to Phil Donahue, but she's in a much better place now.
I'm Clovia Lawrence. You know, every second we should do all we can to prevent catastrophic diseases in children. That was her dad's dream, founder of St. Jude's Research Hospital in Tennessee. And joining me, praise listeners, is actress, producer, social activist, international outreach director for St. Jude's and the daughter of the late, great Danny Thomas. That girl, Marlo Thomas, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we are excited about the St. Jude's Radiothon. And share with our listeners St. Jude's Research Hospital and what it's all about.
It's called St. Jude Children's Research Hospital because we are a research center as well as a hospital that cares for children. My father founded it in 1962, and he founded it on two promises, really. One, that no child would ever be turned away for a family's inability to pay, and that means we pay for everything. Travel, lodging, food, treatment, medication, for as long as it takes to save a child's life. And that's very important to us, that we keep that promise. And we raise $600 million we have to raise this year in order to keep that promise. And what I'm very proud to tell your listeners is that 85 cents of every dollar that we receive goes directly to research and treatment of the children. And, you know, so many charities you've been reading about through the years, you know, the money doesn't even find the way to where it's supposed to go. At St. Jude, the money does find its way directly to St. Jude, and a lot of people love giving us the money because they know that it's going to go directly there.
Following your dad's death, I just want to commend your brother Tony, your sister Terry, and you. You took the torch and ran with it to continue the fight against cancer and other catastrophic diseases in children. How does a child qualify to be treated at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital?
You know, it's a cancer research center. So we're mostly dealing with cancer. We deal with pneumonia because pneumonia also, you know, is a offshoot of people, children and adults, who get their immune systems become suppressed from the chemo and the radiation. So we study the pneumonia, and we're working with it with our children. We also study the avian flu. Our Dr. Webster is the major sort of the grandfather of the avian flu vaccine. But St. Jude is really about cancer, and so people should go on the website on stjude.org and learn more about St. Jude. We are the Center for Pediatric Brain Tumors. We are the leaders in all leukemias and Wilms tumor and Hodgkin's disease. So pretty much all the cancers is what those studies.
The treatment for children costs zero, and parents are provided housing while their child undergoes treatment.
That is correct. If you have insurance, we're very happy to take it, but the insurance usually runs out, and then we take over from there. But we share our research findings with the scientific and medical communities worldwide. The truth is that even though St. Jude is in Memphis, our work impacts the lives of children and communities everywhere. We work very hard on improving what we already do very well. For example, when my dad opened the hospital, only 4% of the children with ALL. ALL is acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and it's the most common form of cancer in kids. Of all the cancers children get, ALL is the most common, and it was only had a survival rate of 4% in 1962, and we announced a 94% survival rate last year.
Wonderful.
So we're constantly working on how to do it better, how to be able to save more and more children, and how to save them in a way that also preserves their quality of life, and that's very important to us. We don't radiate children with leukemia anymore, though every place else does. But we've decided that we don't need to do that. Our Dr. Pui, who's the leading leukemia doctor in the world, he decided that the chemo was enough, that we've gotten the chemo so perfect that we really don't need to also radiate the children. And we've also discovered a way to better target radiation therapy that when we have to use it on brain tumors and so forth by lessening the side effects and making the radiation treatments more effective for many of the cancers. And that's something in which we are the leader in terms of the conformal radiation.
Marlo, when you first walked St. Jude's Hospital with your dad, how were you feeling?
Well, it's an interesting place to go through because it's so happy. You know, you don't get the feeling that you're in a hospital. I had to be in an emergency room the other night with a friend of mine here in New York, and it was so depressing and scary. And at St. Jude, it's all been created in order to make the children feel comfortable and happy. Every wall has fairy tales on it, and the children are tricycling and pushing their IV poles at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's an atmosphere of fun and play. You know, it's not, nobody's saying to the children, oh, don't go there and don't run there and don't. They want them to play and skip and have scooters, and we pull the kids in red wagons, not in wheelchairs. All the desks are where you go into the reception. They're all at a child's level, so it's a child's hospital, and it's all been designed for a child. And there are fish tanks everywhere and stars in the ceiling. I mean, it's an incredible place. It's almost impossible to describe it, but it's been created for children. And the teenagers have their own teenage room that you have to be 13 to 19 to go inside of it. And it has a jukebox and computers and all kinds of things. And it's a place, a haven for them to get away from the little kids. So and we even have a room where the parents can use computers so they can pay their bills when they're away from home and stay in touch with their families. We have programs for the siblings. We have family counseling. It sounds like a dream, and it is.
So it takes $600 million to run the Children's Research Treatment Hospital.
It's over $1.3 million a day.
Wow.
And as I said, it's not just a hospital. It's also a research center.
Yes.
And the doctors all over the country send us their toughest cases, because not that they're not good hospitals. They're all fine children's hospitals in this country, and we collaborate with many of them. But we're really working on what everyone else doesn't know. I mean, we're working on what we don't know, because we are a research center. So I really truly believe in research. And you don't even have to come to St. Jude to be a part of St. Jude. I mean, many doctors just are in touch with us and send us the slides of their kids, and we figure out a diagnosis that way. A lot of parents like to bring their children to St. Jude and have the diagnosis confirmed, have their protocol started, and if it's a disease for which we feel confident that we can take care of this child, we will then send the child home, and their doctor at home can take care of them for the next month or 2 months and then come back for another checkup. So we have all kinds of ways in which we are impacting the kids all over the country.
The treatment for children and parents are provided housing while their child undergoes treatment. The grand total is
$600 million a year. But you know, the interesting thing, our average contribution is $25. This really is a people's hospital. We are taking care of America's sick kids, and America is helping us take care of those children.
Marlo Thomas, may God continue to bless you and your family at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Thank you. You should go to stjude.org and see if we're the right place for you, but you certainly should do, you know, your homework and see, you know, what we're doing and get in touch with us. I hope that everybody listening will donate. We need your help. We are doing everything we can to save kids, and we need help in order to pay for it so that parents are never turned away if they don't have the money to pay.
We're excited about it.
I know it. We are, too.
That's Marlo Thomas. Call now and become a partner in hope for just $20 a month. 1-800-411-9898.